This is an archive edition of Business Beat. The show originally aired October 26th.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up, we'll tell you how Missouri could gain over 200,000 jobs by the year 2025. But first, the Department of Labor has proposed new regulations that would bar kids under 16 from doing dangerous jobs. That has angered many who say the government is trying to outlaw a long tradition of kids working on the farm. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports.
It's a warm fall morning here in Boone, Iowa, and Julie and Scott Wilbur are unloading a pickup full of pumpkins. They have some help, their son, 14-year-old Drew, and 12-year-old daughter, Jade. The Wilbers sell the produce from their 20 acres at a little stand in the front yard. Like all farms, it's labor-intensive, and they need their kids' assistance. They also have hired help, and 15-year-old Mackenzie drives up on her scooter just as the work gets underway.
Do you want to take Drew and Mackenzie in the truck?
Sure.
Under the new regulations, the Wilbers will still be able to have their kids work here, as they would fall under a legal exemption created for family farms. But Mackenzie, their employee, would not be able to drive any machinery, work from tall places, or handle pesticides. Okay, so that's understood. But the Wilbers have other questions, like what about their annual tradition on Drew's birthday?
I mean, almost every year he has sleepovers with a bunch of kids.
Dad?
And just a second, Drew. Yeah, get rid of it. And usually what we do for fun is they want to come out and go out and pick pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
So they come out and they help me pick pumpkins, and they love to. But that's kind of child labor.
The Wilbers aren't the only ones with concerns. Ag advocacy groups say the exemption for family farmers won't help most family farmers. Jordan Ducks of the Nebraska Farm Bureau says that's because most farms have organized under a corporation that involve multiple members of an extended family. And that legal status as a company would mean losing the family exemption.
Kids of individuals who are involved in to a family corporation would no longer be able to help mom and dad on the ranch, on the farm. They wouldn't be able to work with animals. There's a lot of things that would be outlawed by the Department of Labor.
Besides the legal concerns, there are cultural considerations. Out here in farm country, it's a source of pride, really, to say that you grew up as a farm kid. And to tell a farmer that his son or daughter can't drive the tractor is heresy.
Take a look at what the farm equipment that's out there today. Think bulldozer, not tractor.
Barry Estabrook is a food journalist who has written extensively on labor issues. He says it's a federally mandated double standard that makes it just fine for a 12-year-old to drive today's tractors, but to outlaw that same kid from working on a construction site. Watchdog groups side with him. Justin Feldman of the Public Citizens Watch Division points to the case of two 17-year-old Oklahoma boys who were caught in a grain auger accident last summer.
It took the fire department an hour to cut through the grain auger, and each one lost a leg. And they were athletes. They were going into their senior year in high school, and now their lives have been very much changed.
Back on the farm, the Wilbers are moving on to the next thing on today's to-do list, fall cleanup of the fields. But Julie Wilbur is also working on a letter to the Department of Labor. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
New research suggests Missouri could gain 240,000 jobs by the year 2025. That's if the state gets 25% of its electricity from renewable sources by then. KBIA's Camille Phillips set out to see if Missouri is on that track.
On a recent Wednesday morning, a Boone Electric work crew puts up a new transmission pole outside Hallsville. Most of the electricity about to run through its power lines comes from coal, but a growing percentage of it comes from wind energy. Nancy Southworth is a spokesperson for Associated Electric Cooperative, which provides power to Boone Electric.
We're projecting that by 2013, about 15% of the electricity that our co-op members need will be coming from wind.
According to a recent study by the University of Tennessee, Missouri has a lot of potential for job growth in the renewable energy sector, about 240 jobs in the next 14 years, in fact. Missouri has a lot of room to grow because most of the state's electricity providers don't use as much renewable energy as Associated Electric. John Fougere is a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Economic Development.
Right now, we have a situation where less than 2% of Missouri's electricity is generated from renewable sources, and what we want to do is see that grow.
The statewide renewable energy standard could be another reason for businesses to invest in the industry. but not the way the law is currently being interpreted. Right now, electric companies can buy so-called renewable energy credits rather than buy or generate actual power from renewable sources. State Representative Jason Holzman chairs the House Renewable Energy Committee. He says the committee wants the law to fulfill its intent.
If Missouri is going to pay the rate increase, we want the energy to be delivered to the state of Missouri. We want the jobs to be created in the state of Missouri. And we feel strongly that anything less than having this energy delivered to the people who are paying for it is unacceptable.
But the investor-owned utilities that fall under the law don't want to change its interpretation. Vice President of Ameren Missouri Warren Wood says it's a policy question.
Do we want to go down the path of building more expensive or less efficient energy resources in order to create local jobs? And that you have to look, there's kind of, on one side you get the economic development and jobs associated with the project, but on the other hand, you're bringing up your cost of electricity.
All but 2% of Ameren Missouri's electricity comes from coal, nuclear energy, and natural gas. There is an option for a local renewable fuel source, biomass. The majority of the renewable energy jobs projected by the University of Tennessee study, 140,000, are in biomass. One of the most promising forms of biomass in terms of sustainable renewable energy is pellets made from grass. Show Me Energy Cooperative is the only place in the state that makes the pellets right now. But co-op chairman Steve Flick says lack of funding is one reason more groups aren't entering the renewable energy market.
Anytime when you go into building a facility, you need a good capital partner, and banks are very tough individuals dealing business with when especially it comes to new technology.
And banks aren't the only uncertain group. John Fougere says it is a challenge to encourage businesses to move into new markets.
You're always going to find some hesitation in some areas of the economy to move forward, in this particular industry because, there may not be among some people or some areas of the economy, they may not see the importance of this area as much as other folks do.
Ameren, Missouri is one of the companies showing hesitation. Ameren spokesperson says biomass is still too expensive for the company to invest in right now. But the smaller co-ops have a little more flexibility. Associated Electric has been experimenting with burning biomass in one of its central Missouri coal plants. If their experiments prove successful, someday soon the electricity running through Hallsville's newest transmission pole may be powered by biomass. Camille Phillips, KBIA News.
That's this week's Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Thanks for listening.
That was an archived version of Business Beat. The show originally aired October 26th.